Welcome to Hand Therapy Heroes, the premier podcast on hand and upper extremity rehabilitation. As a worldwide educator and developer of best-in-class hand therapy content, Susan Weiss, occupational therapist and certified hand therapist, brings you an array of hand therapy specialists, hand care solutions, and more.
Welcome to our first Hand Therapy Heroes podcast. I'm so excited to share this new podcast to have another way to reach professionals interested in the hand and upper extremity. Thank you so much for joining. Although it's uncomfortable for me to share my story because I am an introvert, believe it or not, but by sharing, I want to inspire others to contribute as well. This podcast was created to provide a forum to share with each other our stories, to include our successes, as well as our less than successful endeavors, so others will learn and grow from our experiences. I have so many stories to share, some brilliant and others disastrous. But today will be a short story to highlight my journey, to include some background information on me, how I got here, why I created this podcast, and where I want to go. I'm 51 years young, and I have four amazing children. Jake is 16, Ben is 10, and Brooke and Fisher are my buy one, get one free twins who just turned 8. I live in beautiful sunny Florida, and I love to scuba dive. I'm passionate about health and fitness, and I'm a diehard for learning. I have a wonderful husband who participates in the growth and development of my businesses and is a fabulous dishwasher and able to rescue falling pieces as I tear through the room at full speed. I'm frequently asked about my path to creating my popular purple book or facilitating the production of over 200 courses on hand and upper extremity rehabilitation. So, with that in mind, I'm going to share my journey to becoming an occupational therapist, certified hand therapist, and a business entrepreneur. When I was in high school, 11th grade to be exact, I was in a program called Medical Explorers. We visited an array of medical professions on our discovery visits. On one visit, we stopped in to see an occupational therapist in Clearwater, Florida, at an outpatient program in a hospital. It was a brief visit, but what struck me was the therapist. She looked so content working with the patient at her table, and he looked quite secure and safe while she was doing whatever she was doing with his hand. I watched a few other patients who were doing their own things around the room. It looked like a really cool place to help people. As I watched the scene unfold, I stood close to this hand therapist, and I actually imagined myself holding that patient's hand in that lovely, cozy treatment center and helping his hand get better. That day, I decided and knew I wanted to be what Miss Paula was, and my discovery began. I feverishly researched what an occupational therapist was, and more specifically, was trying to figure out this hand therapy thing. Certified hand therapy did not exist at that time, but I quickly found out that I could either go into physical therapy or occupational therapy in order to get to that end goal of being a hand therapy practitioner. It didn't take me too long to figure out to be a PT, I was going to have to take physics as a prerequisite, which made my decision quite simple. OT it was. I was then told by the guidance counselor that it was extremely difficult to get into occupational therapy programs, so I decided to apply to 26 of them. Yes, I've always been an overachiever. I did all these applications by hand and submitted them in the mail, of course, because they didn't have online applications at that time. Then I waited and waited. And to my surprise, I was accepted into 25 of the 26 schools I applied to. Good thing I wasn't counting on going to Tufts, as they declined my application. So off to the University of Florida I went, knowing hand therapy was my ultimate destination. As soon as I finished OT school, my first position was to start a hand therapy program for two physical therapists. I learned a ton. Over the next few years, I started another two hand clinics, both practices for orthopedic surgeons. I thoroughly enjoyed working closely with orthopedic hand surgeons and spent many days, lots of nights, and even the weekends studying so that I could be the best hand therapist I could be. When I graduated in late 1990, I knew that the CHT thing, certified hand therapy, was coming, as that first test was given as a field test in 1990. In 1991, the Hand Therapy Certification Commission administered its first exam on May 4th. I wanted so much to take that test, but I had to wait 5 years until we would be eligible in our group of graduating classes to sit for the CHT exam. And my first date of eligibility wouldn't be until May of 1996, as I graduated after May of 1990. So I wasn't eligible for the 95 exam date. I would have to wait till 96. So that said, the studying was very critical for me. My peers and I feverishly studied all journals and books we could find, but we really had zero guidance and very limited resources. Actually, the resources simply did not exist. I knew while studying that if I passed the test, I would write a book on how to do it. The way we studied was to write questions for each other, and this would play a huge role in my future. At that time, I had no idea how much. I loved learning, and I loved studying for the certified hand therapy exam, as it made me understand things at a much higher level, and it allowed me to provide better care for my patients. When I was finally eligible to sit for the CHT exam in May of 96, it took months and months until we got our results. I do believe they hand graded the test then. I remember the day like yesterday, the letter arriving in the mailbox with my test results inside. I stared at the letter and finally opened it. With awe and excitement, I found out that I had passed the CHT exam on my first try. Tears streamed down my face, and at that moment, I decided to dedicate myself to helping others study for the certified hand therapy exam, to help them make what seemed impossible to so many possible. I set forth to write this book that I dreamt of, and after many trials and tribulations, the book was ultimately titled Hand Rehabilitation, A Quick Reference Guide and Review, and it was first published in 1999 by Mosby, now Elsevier. This book is spoke of in the hand therapy community as the Purple Book. Good thing I like purple, because I can't change the color of the book now. When this book was first published, writing a medical book was a grueling and arduous process. My partners and I submitted our hand therapy book proposal to all of the medical publishers during 1997 and 1998, and our proposal was promptly turned down by all the publishers except Mosby. The other publishers sent us decline letters stating the market was too small and that it didn't warrant the expenses which would go into creating this book. Good thing Mosby had a vision for the book, and they took a chance and signed us on to create the work. They were very surprised when the book title took off and sold far more copies than they had planned. This book quickly became a widely used resource for therapists studying for the CHT exam, as well as an extremely popular book for any hand therapy practitioner to have in the clinic to use as a quick reference. Mosby went on to publish our second edition in 2004. And this popular edition was sold until January of 2013 when we self-published the third edition of the book. Recently, we published the fourth edition, which now boasts over 600 pages. The book has grown from 199 pages to over 600 pages of fabulous content. This is more content than we ever dreamed of when we first wrote the first edition. I could do an entire podcast episode on the book, the design, the contributors, and more, but suffice it to say that this iconic work was designed to help therapists that wanted to have a means of assessing their hand therapy knowledge, as well as a brilliant clinical tool that they could use to help them in their clinical practices. This book is written in a format that's easy to read and understand, yet it provides practitioners a platform to learn more. During the time from our first edition to the fourth edition, so spanning from 1999 until 2019, I have had the opportunity and have worked with speakers and educators creating over 200 courses for exploring hand therapy. These educational courses are featured on liveconferences.com. Our educational courses are created based on requests from our learners and our subscribers. I'm humbled to share that we have had over 195,000 video viewings in over 150 countries from around the world. We have had viewers in Thailand, China, Nepal, Pakistan, and even Indonesia, just to name a few. That said, people want to learn about amazing hands, our amazing hands, and our upper extremities, and the best practices to care for our patients. I have been fortunate enough to have the opportunity to counsel countless patients, therapists, and people on hand and upper extremity diagnoses, as well as strategies to learn about hand rehabilitation. Our hands are communication tools. The hearing impaired communicate with sign language, and we use our everyday hand gestures to say so many things. Our hands allow us to participate in our lives by enabling us to nourish or take care of ourselves and our loved ones. Our hands reveal what's going on in our head, can express emotions, and they contain great powers. There are many ways to indicate a given emotion through touch, and we're really just beginning to understand how this works. Helping people regain hand function fills my heart with joy. I'm excited to share each episode, creative ideas and exchanges that will help you help others by holding hands with somebody today to provide them a more functional tomorrow. If you'd like to share a case, a treatment technique, a story, an idea, a topic, anything, as long as it's hand and upper extremity related, please send us an email at info@handtherapy.com. And we'll connect with you about being featured in an upcoming podcast. Hand Therapy Heroes was created for you to learn from your peers and hand enthusiasts from around the world. I don't know exactly what each episode will bring, but I do know we will have interviews with hand therapy practitioners, patients, surgeons, company representatives, and each episode will be designed to help you grow your hand therapy knowledge. Content will range from discussion on diagnoses, new products, techniques, compelling articles, creative ideas for orthotics, business planning, billing, just to name a few. I'm excited to grow the Hand Therapy Heroes audience and learn from all of you, as each of you is a hand therapy hero and can help others grow their hand therapy gardens. Thank you again for joining today. Please add Hand Therapy Heroes to your podcast playlist, give us a 5-star review, and share this with your peers.
Thank you for listening to Hand Therapy Heroes. Please subscribe and leave a 5-star review. Visit handtherapy.com and register for our newsletter containing free content and courses about our fascinating hands. Hold hands today for a more functional tomorrow.